You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is The Sound of Repairs live at the Wine Cellar last year with their track Breathe. And we're going to be chatting to Martin about a new Wine Cellar gig that is happening this weekend at the Wine Cellar just after this.
Spaced out. They will be spaced out. They will be spaced out.
That is what the Prime Minister said. Hello, Martin. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you going?
Really, really good. It's awesome to hear that live track recorded at the Wine Cellar last year and to know that you guys are going to be playing another gig there on the 5th, which is this Friday. How are you feeling?
Yeah, excited. Jumping up and down.
Yeah, it is. I think that's kind of the mood at the moment. Everyone's just ready to get out there, back out there and hear some good music, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, what have you guys been up to as a band over lockdown? You've been quite busy putting out a new video and a new track for us to listen to.
Yeah, reasonably busy. We took a bit of a break, so it's actually been about 9 months since our last show.
Far out.
So before the end of the year, we did a bunch of recording towards an album. And then me and Nick, we're married, and we went over to visit her family in the UK for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of mixed everything while we're over there, and then got back, had one practice, and then lockdown happened. So we've been just working on finishing the record and getting it pressed, and single, couple of videos. We've got another one on the way, another single soon. Yeah, it's been quite good.
That's awesome. Where did you mix it when you were in the UK?
We just did it ourselves, so various places. So we're up in Shetland for a bit in Lerwick, which is nice and pretty and scenic and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just on laptops.
Good place to make some noise amongst the Shetlands. Hey, so this first track that we've heard is called Last Chances, and you put out a video for this too. Can you tell us a little bit about how this video came to be and what the idea behind it is?
Yeah, so we... I think it was something that a sort of friend from Hamilton posted something on Facebook. They were doing some video stuff and wanted some bands. So Nick got in touch with Kat, and she just sort of took it and ran with it, and we were so stoked with how it turned out. It was, yeah, absolutely amazing. We love it.
It's fantastically gothy, and funnily enough, the kind of like teddy that you've got in there sort of rings true with the kind of lockdown thing that we've seen over the last couple of weeks as well. So there's a little nice echo going on there as well.
It came out way better than what we could have ever hoped for. And it was really fantastic working with Kat as well. She's very talented. Hopefully we're going to do some more videos with her as well.
Awesome. That's pretty exciting to hear. So what can we expect from the rest of the record?
Similar, but also there's a bit of weirdness on it.
Nice. That sounds enticing.
It was one of those ones that it came out of like a lot of just sort of improvising and jamming. So there's a lot of brand new stuff, and we were quite lucky that we had the chance, because we were doing it ourselves, we sort of saved the money so we could just take our time and experiment. So hopefully it'll be hopefully people will like it, but it'll hopefully be a bit different as well.
Well, if the
we're really lucky too that
I was just gonna say, if the first single is anything to go by, I'm sure it's going to be brilliant, because this is such a great track.
Thanks. Yeah, I really like that one. Nick has a tendency to write super awesome, catchy songs.
And then you layer it up and make it a repairs track.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are playing alongside Tombs as well. This is a fairly different kind of a gig setup than what people would maybe normally expect going to a Tombs and Repairs show. How are you feeling the 30 person, spaced out, seated gig is gonna go for you guys?
I'm really looking forward to it myself. I always think with music, or with live performance, for me anyway, it's a little bit of a selfish thing. Like, I enjoy being on stage and moving around and making noise. But I also think that as an audience member, it's kind of like you can react how you want to react. And if I'm at shows, I'm one of those kind of annoying people who stand at the back with my arms folded, nodding my head.
Nice.
But if I'm on stage, I go a bit crazy. But yeah, I think the smaller venue, and I think playing to a seated crowd will be a new experience. But I'm very much looking forward to it.
Well, I think there'll be a lot of people really looking forward to it too. Are there still tickets available? Do you know if people can still grab some last minute ones?
I believe so. Upon Under the Radar.
Just jump on there ASAP. Yeah, you better jump on there quick, because 30 seats, that's going to sell out fast. Hey, thank you so much, Martin, for having a chat to us this morning. We're going to listen to Last Chances now, and I hope the gig goes really well on the 5th.
Awesome. Thanks so much, and thanks for having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
Silently hating, seething and silently hating the lies every day. once again.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.